Radio Prague News.
The Czech ambassador to Libya may be returning to Tripoli in October, the foreign ministry says. A demonstration against local Roma planned for Saturday in the north Bohemian town of Rumburg has been cancelled, and an association of 20,000 doctors reports it is planning a protest aimed at the health ministry. The Czech ambassador to Libya, Josef Kotsky, may be returning to Tripoli in October, the foreign ministry says. One ministry employee is already in the country assessing the situation and determining security requirements for the embassy. Mr. Kotsky was withdrawn in February when the insurgency broke out. The Czech Republic recognized the National Transitional Council as Libya's legitimate representative in late August. The rapid response force of the Czech police will be facilitating the reopening of the embassy and may remain there on a permanent basis. A demonstration against local Roma planned for Saturday in the North Bohemian town of Rumburg has been cancelled. The organizer of the event officially withdrew his request for the assembly, saying he had been pressured specifically to do so. An influential local businessman had apparently publicly threatened to ban the organizer from various premises if he went ahead with the protest. The same individual organized the first large demonstration in the area several weeks ago, which later turned into an unplanned march through the town. Plans for a demonstration against the Roma are underway in nearby Varnsdorf on Saturday. The area has seen a sharp increase in racial tensions over the past month that have spilled over into violence on some occasions. The Coalition of Private Physicians reports it is planning a protest aimed at the health ministry, which it accuses of reneging on key agreements. The association signed a joint agreement with the ministry in the summer covering cooperation on the preparation of legislation, the earnings of private physicians, and moving care from hospitals to outpatient departments. Based on the ministry's response to a dispute with insurance companies, however, the coalition, which associates 20,000 doctors, fears that the state plans to earmark a critically low amount of money for private medical facilities in 2012. It also says the health ministry has not been consulting changes and proposals with it. Current developments, the coalition says, could threaten the very existence of private medicine in Czech healthcare. An alliance of ecologists, communities, businessmen, and others have asked the government to commit funds from the sale of emissions vouchers to improving the energy efficiency of buildings. The group asks that the funds be put towards insulating houses, changing windows, and modernizing heating systems. On Thursday, the government approved free emissions vouchers for energy companies and other polluters that will save them 138 billion crowns. The companies in question will receive 39% of vouchers issued between 2013 and 2020 and must invest the savings in decreasing their ecological footprint. The rest of the vouchers may be purchased. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with daytime highs of between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's show, a Czech midwife is found guilty of criminal negligence in overseeing a home birth as doctors intensify their fight against the trend of mothers giving birth at home. A summary of the business news, and then we'll offer you a special program from the north of the country that has been racked by ethnic unrest. All that and more coming your way, so do please stay with us. The issue of giving birth at home once again came to the fore this week after the country's most senior midwife was found guilty of criminal negligence after overseeing a botched home birth in Prague. A baby boy was left severely brain damaged after being deprived of oxygen and later died. The midwife denies any wrongdoing and says the complications were unforeseen and unavoidable. Rob Cameron has more.
Ivana Koenigsmarkova, chairwoman of the country's Union of Midwives, was charged with negligence resulting in grievous bodily harm in a case that happened in July 2009. Mrs. Koenigsmarkova is one of a handful of people qualified to deliver babies at home in the Czech Republic and was approached by a woman in Prague who delivered two previous children in hospital and wanted to give birth this time at home. Unfortunately, the birth went badly wrong. The baby boy was unable to breathe and was only revived when an ambulance was called. Despite being taken to hospital, the boy suffered severe brain damage and died earlier this year. The case attracted considerable media attention, with the Czech medical establishment lining up to condemn home births. Dr. Petr Velebil is head of the perinatal program at the country's oldest maternity hospital, Podolí, and he had this to say to Czech television after the case was brought to court.
The home is simply not the safest environment in which to give birth. That is why the Czech medical community tries its utmost to convince pregnant mothers of the benefits of giving birth in a medical facility, which is prepared and therefore equipped to deal with any potential complications. These complications are usually sudden, immediate, and they require immediate medical attention.
The judge handed down a 2-year suspended sentence to Mrs. Koenigsmarkova and banned her from practicing as a midwife for 5 years. Her lawyer, Adela Horeshi, immediately appealed, claiming the court had refused to hear crucial evidence and arguments and had instead relied on flawed and biased testimony from doctors who are known for their opposition to home births. Mrs. Horeshi spoke to me earlier by telephone.
We are, of course, convinced that our client is innocent, and we sincerely hope we'll be given the chance to prove this in court. Mrs. Koenigsmarkova followed standards and procedures for home birth that were drawn up abroad, as such standards do not exist in the Czech Republic. She followed all these required procedures to the letter. Unfortunately, these optimal birth procedures, as they're called, contravene the standards laid down by the Czech Gynecological Association, which are basically the same recommended medical procedures that are used in hospital births.
And this is the paradox that has led Czech home births to exist in a sort of legal no-man's land. Midwives are legally permitted to deliver babies at home under the terms of an EU directive. However, under Czech law, midwives must carry out home births using virtually the same conditions as that of a maternity ward, which is, of course, almost impossible. No wonder, then, that home births are so rare, only about 500 per year, and many of those were emergency deliveries rather than planned births. The Czech media has since been alerted to two more cases, one of which saw a baby suffocating to death after being born with the umbilical cord round its neck. That case and Mrs. Koenigsmarkova's conviction has reignited what is a passionate debate. Opponents of home birth, which is virtually the entire Czech medical establishment, say it poses unnecessary dangers and the state must protect lives. Supporters point out that babies also die in hospital deliveries, often through negligence. The Czech Republic, they say, is stuck in a post-communist paternalistic mindset, refusing to allow a practice which in Western Europe is both safe and popular, and what's more, protected under European law.
Rob Cameron with that report. And now, this being Friday, we offer you a summary of the business news, for which I'm joined in the studio by Christian Falvey.
The Czech coalition government on Wednesday unanimously approved the 2012 state budget, with a deficit projected at 105 billion crowns. The proposed budget draft reckons with revenues of 1,084 billion crowns and expenditures of 1,189 billion crowns. The government's main target is to narrow the public finance shortfall the fiscal yardstick for assessing an EU member's readiness to adopt the euro, to 3.5% of gross domestic product in 2012 from 4.2% in 2011. The cabinet expects to trim the gap to less than 3% in 2013. However, revised growth predictions for 2012 have cast doubt on the sustainability of the budget in its present form, the analysts predicting that further cuts in public spending may prove inevitable. Analysts have also questioned the projected consumer growth of 2% in view of a VAT hike on consumer goods from 10 to 14%, which is expected to curb consumer growth. The government is counting on higher revenues from the VAT hike to help reduce the public finance deficit, along with spending cuts and other measures.
The IMF this week revised downward its estimate for Czech economic growth in 2012 from a previous 2.9% to 1.8% of the GDP. At the same time, the IMF slightly upped its estimate for this year's growth to 2%. The renewed estimates are part of a global economy outlook which is threatened by the EU's debt crisis and the lack of a fiscal plan in the United States. Czech analysts predict that next year's economic growth could slide even lower should Europe's leading economy slip into recession and pull the export-oriented Czech economy down with them.
The Czech unemployment rate remained essentially unchanged at 8.2% in August, data from the Labour Ministry showed on Thursday. The unemployment rate for women came in at 10%, and that for men was 6.8%. From 2004 until 2010, the Czech Republic's unemployment rate averaged 7.88%, reaching an historic high of 10.2% in February of 2004 and a record low of 5% in May of 2008.
Speaking at an international conference on the future of nuclear power in the town of Třebíč this week, Czech Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kocourek said the government was planning to extend the lifespan of the Czech Republic's oldest nuclear power plant, Dukovany, and build a fifth reactor block at the country's other nuclear plant, Temelín, after 2020. Last year, Dukovany was the largest single source of power in the Czech Republic, putting out 14,000 tetrawatt hours. Temelín, which currently has two nuclear blocks, produced just over 13,000 tetrawatt hours in 2010.
Wages in the Czech Republic rose by an average 2.5% in the second quarter of the year, with wage hikes outstripping price rises for goods and services in the first half of the year, the Czech Statistical Office announced this week. The average wage climbed to just under 24,000 crowns in the second quarter, with the 2.5% rise outstripping a 1.8% rise in the price of goods and services. Pay rises were spread out unevenly, though, with wages actually falling in the non-business sector by 0.9% and climbing in the business sector by 3.2%.
And finally, the number of dollar millionaires in the Czech Republic grew by more than 29% to 16,200 in 2010, according to a global wealth management report published this week. Analysts say the growing number of very rich people in the Czech Republic reflects the gradually widening gap in the Czech society between low and high-income households. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where in a special program from the north of the country, we now look at a phenomenon that has been very much in the news these days. The Czech Republic is experiencing something unseen in its modern history. After two decades of neglecting the problems of the country's Romani minority, ethnic and social tensions erupted last month in a remote northern Bohemian district in Šluknov, where thousands of people take to the streets every weekend to protest against the Romanis and their lifestyle. Jan Richter went to Varnsdorf, where the protests have been most intense, and has this report.
Scenes like this, where riot police are protecting Romanis from an angry crowd, this one took place in Varnsdorf 2 weeks ago, were until now only seen in news from foreign countries. But now, thousands of locals in Varnsdorf, Rumburg and other towns of the area march on houses where impoverished Romanis live, shouting slogans like "Gypsies get jobs." In the streets of Varnsdorf, I asked some of the people what they thought had sparked the wave of anti-Roma sentiment. 29-year-old Linda, who would not disclose her full name, had this to say.
Mám dceru osmiletou a byla na hřišti, přišli k ní.
I have an 8-year-old daughter. She was playing in the playground and some Romanis came up to her, kids 9 or 10 years old, and said, "Give us your phone or we'll beat you up." And my daughter gave it to them because she was scared.
Telefon nebo tě zbiju. Že jo, a holka ten telefon dala, protože se bála, že jo.
Linda's story is unfortunately not unique. The tensions between Romanis and a great part of the majority population erupted after Romanis last month attacked the patrons of several local bars and mugged people in the street. Many in Varnsdorf, Rumburg and other towns believe that unlike Romanis who have lived there for years, it is the newly arrived members of the Roma minority who are causing the biggest trouble.
Proč ty naši Romové, kteří jsou tady x let, kteří mají nejsou problémy, kteří jsou prostě úplně v pohodě.
Why don't our local Romanis who have lived here for years and years and cause no trouble, why don't they go and set the newcomers straight? People tend to tar them with the same brush, which I think is wrong. There are Romanis here who are fine and have jobs, usually the kind of work Czechs would not do. I see them sweep the streets and so on. Not many Czechs would do that.
It's true that dozens of Romanis moved to the Shluknov region in recent months, either because of problems they had wherever they lived before, or because real estate sharks moved them out of their homes and brought them here, where housing is cheap. But the local white people, who themselves often have low-paying jobs and are at risk of slipping into long-term unemployment, just don't like the idea that while they have to work hard to make ends meet, they see Romanis as having it much easier. Martin Louka is the mayor of Varnsdorf.
Naučili jsme se rozdávat a přijímat peníze.
Some people have got used to receiving money without work. That's one of the basic problems, and that's what people are complaining about. A lady came into my office and showed me how much she made and how much she had to put aside for bills. Then she pointed out how much people get in benefits without having to do anything. I have got to say, I got her point when she said that next week she would be joining in the march again.
Varnsdorf, a town of 16,000 people, has an unemployment rate of around 20%. Within the Romani community, however, the jobless rate is estimated at between 90 and 100%. Most Romanis in the area live on welfare, and the situation is not likely to improve without targeted intervention from the authorities. Several blocks away from the town center is one of the infamous boarding houses, inhabited almost exclusively by Romanis. One of them is Anton Godla.
Mám tady tři kluci, vnoučata.
My three sons also live here, and my grandchildren, and we all live on welfare. There is no work for us. When they see a Romani, there is no work. Only the town gives us work for 30 hours a week, which is what we have to do now to get welfare. But we observe the law just like white people.
Mr. Godla and others in the council block of flats are there when every Saturday hundreds of locals come and yell at them to go to work and even shout that Romanis should be gassed. Another Romani man, who would not reveal his name, also blames the newcomers. He says the protests are not organized by people who live in town.
It's not the local people. I have lived here for 40 years. I was born here. And local people never yelled at me. When we go to the pub for some beer, we sit together and there is no problem. But after what happened in Rumburg and here, people blame all Romanis. But this boarding house never caused any trouble for anyone.
But again, the situation is more complex than many would like to think. Although the protests are organized by a man called Lukáš Kohout, a notorious local imposter who seeks to attract attention, hundreds of people come to them. Mayor Louka again.
It didn't happen all of a sudden. The situation had been escalating for some time. But there have been some attacks that stirred public anger, and the situation got out of control. There is one man who started organizing these rallies and frustrated local people joined in.
Postupně shromáždění, no a k tomu se začali přidávat nespokojení andorští občané.
A number of NGOs have been working in the area helping Romanis and trying to diffuse tension. However, only a few of those involved are willing to talk. One of them was an old Catholic priest, Roland Soloch, who came here 10 years ago from Poland.
Společně s občany z Rumburka a ze Šluknického výběžku.
Together with some people in the area, we founded the initiative we call Light for the Shluknov region. People meet in churches in peace, talk and light candles. It began in Rumburk, now it was here in Varnsdorf, and it's going to move to other places. We don't want violence and aggression, we want a peaceful solution to the problem.
Father Solo, who is married with 3 children, says he understands how the local people feel.
Možná to teďko špatně zazní, ale já, kdybych nebyl...
It might sound bad, but if I wasn't a priest, I might join the rallies as well. Not to protest against the Romanis, but to protest against injustice. I'm a father of 3. I go to work and make money. But when you look at the Romanis who sit around and get more in welfare than someone who works, that's injustice. Another thing is growing crime. There are many muggings. Kids are scared to go to school. So these are the 2 issues, welfare and crime.
Kriminalita, která tady narůstá, která jakoby je znát, je vidět.
This week, the Czech government did what experts have been calling for years. It adopted a comprehensive strategy aimed at integrating the Romani community. The strategy includes a fundamental step, putting an end to the widely accepted practice of placing Romani children in special schools. Father Soloch again.
To asi běh na dlouhou trať. Si myslím, ale že je potřeba, teda, aby se...
It can only have a long-term solution, but I think education is the key. I teach at the local grammar school, and I had several really good Romani students. They passed their exams and did really well, but they had left the community and integrated into society. That was probably the main reason why they did so well. Unless that happens, I think the problem will never be resolved.
Zvládli tu školu, a pokud asi tohoto nenastane, tak to bude věčný problém.
This coming Saturday, hundreds of people will again gather outside the Varnsdorf town hall to demand that the mayor and the whole town council step down. In his office, Mayor Loka hopes the government has finally come to realize that swift action is needed. He says more jobs, for Romanis and for white Czechs alike, are an absolute necessity.
Požadujeme tam především zachování stávajícího stavu.
What we are asking for is primarily that the police reinforcements stay here, and we would like also to get more funds to be able to create more jobs. The unemployment here is around 20%, and it doesn't affect only Romanis. These rallies don't just express hatred towards the Romani minority. People are disgruntled with the welfare system in general.
Proti minoritě, ale je to nespokojenost s nastavením sociálního systému.
Most people in Varnsdorf predict the ethnic tension will soon spread to other towns in northern Bohemia and elsewhere in the country. But they also seem to understand just how long the way ahead will be before bridges between the 2 communities are built.
Jan Richter with that report from the town of Varnsdorf in North Bohemia. If you have any thoughts on the matter that you'd like to share, write to us here at Radio Prague. The email is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. Now, in the remaining time we have, we're offering you another Czech lesson. In view of its enormous popularity, Radio Prague is repeating its Soundcheck miniseries, and today's Czech lesson is with Sarah Borůvka.
Svou hvězdou zvládám bídně, já svou trému znám, to nepředělám, kdo chce snadno.
Welcome to Soundcheck, our Czech language series in which you can learn Czech phrases and idioms through song lyrics. Today we will focus on all things red. The Czech word for red is červená. The song we will be listening to is Zavři oči, když se červenám, or Close Your Eyes When I Blush by Ilona Čáková. To blush or turn red in the face in Czech is červenat se. Have a listen.
Zavři oči, když se červenám, jednoduchý návod já ti dám. Zavři oči, když se červenám,
you are referring to the color red, you use the feminine form červená, as the Czech word for color, barva, is also a feminine noun. The months June and July both carry the word red in their root, červen and červenec. And as those 2 months tend to be pretty hot and sunny, you might turn red as a lobster or červený jako rak if you are outside for too long, which might be a bit more permanent than just blushing, like our singer. Have another listen. Zavři oči, když se červenám, jednoduchý návod já ti dám. Zavři oči, když se červenám. A number of fruit and vegetables also carry the word red in them, such as červený rybíz, red currant, or červená žepa, beets. And a robin in Czech is a červenka, possibly because of its red feathers. But careful, in Czech, the word red is not used to talk about red or ginger hair, instead you say zrzavé vlasy. And if the sky turns a beautiful pink color just before sunset, we call it červánky, which hopefully we will see quite a lot of this June and July. And with that, I leave you. Thank you for listening and naschledanou. Sarah Borufka with that edition of Soundcheck, and you'll find the entire Soundcheck series at www.radio.cz, along with all of our programs in text and sound, plus a lot of interesting information about the Czech Republic. And I'm afraid that's all we have for you today. If you'd like to write to us, our email address is english@radio.cz. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today, and goodbye.